Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, good evening. That was Shantae Can with Da 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 featuring Snarky Puppy. If you don't know by now, you know she's one of my favorite artists, and I'm so glad that I could play her at the beginning of the show. Next week, join me, and our opening artist will be Keisha Rainey and her latest new single, Movin'. And I promise you, you're going to really, really enjoy that single. Hey, welcome to Glam Network Radio. This is Crystal Willingham, and I'm your host this evening for this web series, Power, Triumph and Influence. We're interviewing 50 to 60 women couples and teenage females who have stories of power, triumph, and influence. And we're glad that you joined us tonight. And it is Thursday, June 30th, 2016. My guest tonight will be the wonderful, bright, and bubbly, and gorgeous Courtney Akin. She's going to join us in just a few minutes after we do a little bit of house cleaning. Hey, listen, this media project is open to those that feel they have a story to tell. If you think that you have a story to tell with power, triumph, and influence, you can email me at info@thetotalwomanglam.com, and we'll be more than happy to respond to you with the criteria that you will need to be interviewed on this show. And I promise you, this show will not just be something that you can tell your story on, but this show will also be something that will go around the world. We do have a pretty good demographic. People have been waiting for me to come back online, so I'm back. Just give us a few more minutes, a few more weeks, and we'll be back in our good numbers again. So if you want to be a sponsor with this web series, you can do so for $10 a month. What that sponsorship will get you is a voiceover done by me about your product or your book or service. I'll do that for you, and you'll have free commercial time on the air on this show every time we air for 6 months. $10 a month will get you also recognition on the website, and the website is thetotalwomanglam.com. If you click the media project, all of your goods and services also will be promoted there as well. So if you're interested in doing that, info@thetotalwomanglam.com. I'll be more than happy to check you out. Hey, listen, I want to do a little house cleaning, and my house cleaning, of course, is announcements. And keeping with the theme of tonight, I wanted to talk to you about a DVD series that is going on sale. As a matter of fact, I think it's on pre-order sale right now until tomorrow. Just happened to kind of be fooling around on Facebook and discovered The Real Housewives of the Bible in DVD series. That's seen on CNN and ABC News. Worldwide release is 7/7/16. But you can pre-order it at 15% off at thebiblewives.com. This is called The Real Housewives of the Bible. Ty Adams, Dr. Ty Adams, put it out there. She laid it out there for us real good. And so it seems like it's a good series. If you want more information or you'd like to see a clip, by all means, go by her website. It is, I believe, ity.tv. Eyes and Ice, T is in Tom, Y is in Yo-Yo, ITY.TV. You can go right on her website, click the Real Housewives of the Bible tab, and you'll see a clip, I believe, of the actual DVD series. Awesome, awesome work and move. As I watched the interview that Ty did on CNN, she said very plainly that the reality shows that predict us in volatile situations are not the real us. Some of us actually have some sense, and then some of us actually have those types of lives that are depicted in the Bible. So she gave us a good example to look at and to read as well, The Real Housewives of the Bible. It is on pre-order right now, 15% off on her website. And then after that, I think it goes back up to regular price. So go ahead and get it. You can get the DVD series and the book. I'm sorry, it is the book that is being released right now at 15% off. It's The Real Housewives of the Bible book. You'll get the book, and also when you pick up the book, get the DVD series. Pretty sure you won't be sorry. So thank you, Ty Adams, for looking out for the singles and making sure that our that we remain tight and very informed. So listen, we're going to come right back in a few minutes. I got to do a little bit more cleaning up in the, as my friend Tanya Dallas Lewis calls it, the virtual green room. I'll do a little cleaning up in there, and we'll come right back with my special guest tonight, Courtney Akin. Don't go anywhere. All right, that was Brian Isaac and Epiphany. That song was written just for us when we were at the Crystal Talk Show online, and I decided to bring it on over here to the Glam Network Radio with Power, Triumph, and Influence. What is Power, Triumph, and Influence, and why is this media series so important? To me, it's important because there's been so many crazy, crazy things happening in the world today. We have so much going on. We have violence everywhere we look. There's wars and rumors of wars, and things are going on in the atmosphere and around us that are just plain disparaging, even to those of us that are different cultures and mixes and races and whatnot. And so it is my job and my desire to bring something positive, uplifting, and powerful to your eardrums and give you a chance to hear other people's story. The thing that we face now is that entitlement thing where we think we're the only ones that have gone through or are going through so much. And God is saying, no, you're not the only one. Let me show you other people who have survived, what you have gone through, what you've been through. Some of these stories are very, very moving stories of survival. Some of these women that we'll be interviewing are awesome people who just obtained so much wisdom and knowledge through living their lives in a life of Christian living. And then there are some who have stories that will make you make the hairs on the back of your neck turn up. And I really mean that. I have one guest that is going to be on and who was brutally raped and molested and left for dead. And her story just really moved me to interview her. I interviewed her before. I'm going to bring her back. I won't tell you her name. We're going to bring her back and let her tell her story again. We have women who are survivors of cancer and people who are survivors of domestic violence and all kinds of things. We have young ladies who have beat the odds and come through educationally, or beating the odds and come through and beating other records that have been set in people before them. And so we have a lot of encouraging stories to share with you. And it was my passion to bring you those 50 to 60 women in power couples. Oh, yeah, we have power couples as well, to tell us their story about how they survived the first few years of marriage, or one couple that we're going to bring on, they survived infidelity. And there are other couples that we're going to bring on. They're going to talk about what it takes to have a healthy marriage and things like that. We're going to get a little saucy sometimes, too, so you can have some things you can walk away with, and not just walk away with, but some of you need a confirmation. You need to know that you're in the right place at the right time, doing the right thing, right? So we're going to have people talking to you, and you're putting in your eardrums words of wisdom, those nuggets that you can live by, stories that will encourage you, lift you up, make you laugh, make you cry, make you smile, make you giggle a little, make you take notes, make you pull over on the side of the road and get out and do a dance on the concrete. Whatever it is that you feel like you want to do when you hear these stories, I want to invite you to do it. And please invite your family, invite your friends and your enemies too. We need to bless them too. Invite everybody you can think of and say, hey, go over to Glam Network Radio at blogtalkradio.com/Glam Network Radio and listen to Crystal Willingham and her guests. You'll be definitely surprised with some of the things that I have around the corner waiting for your eardrums. And so tonight we're going to have with us Courtney Akin. I've known Courtney for a minute, actually, and I wanted to bring her on because she's an awesome, awesome ministry, and she's the CEO, too, y'all. She knows how to run some things. But Courtney is here from hailing, actually, from Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. She graduated from Spelman in 2007, and she's the founder of Showcase Entertainment and, get this, Finding Me Before I'm Found, which was founded in 2010, Showcase Entertainment is a music consulting, promotions, and project management firm with an artist roster that includes two-time Stellar Award-winning Lisa Noel Smith. That girl can get down. If you all don't know who that woman is, just go YouTube her, look her up. Lisa will not just bring you some music, but she'll make you throw a phone. I love Lisa and Xavier Janae. She's awesome. Raven Pfeiffer, BET Sunday Best Finalist, Tyler Little, and many others. Founded in 2015, Finding Me Before I'm Found is geared toward helping single women to find who they are. Prayer in God first. Hallelujah. Ministry, business, and other areas of life. Finding Me has such a great impact. The newly engaged, married, and divorced women have gotten connected to the ministry. Known to many as the CEO. I love that. And one of the hardest working women in the kingdom, Courtney's mission is to showcase God to the world beyond the four walls of the church and convert souls into the kingdom. Welcome my guest tonight, Courtney Akin. Are you here, Court?
Yes, I am.
Thank you for greeting us and being gracing our eardrums with your beautiful voice and story and testimony as well. And, I'm married, but I want to get into Finding Me Before I'm Found, because okay, I have run into so many women who are getting fed up. They're almost at the cusp of me having to go get on my big wheel and rescue some people from jumping off the cliff in terms of maintaining their identity as a single woman. And some people think, I don't understand. Mm-hmm. You're married. You don't get it. Honey, I wasn't born married. I had to do something before I got to the marriage part. But, Courtney, right, tell us about Finding Me Before I'm Found. Give us the whole rundown blueprint for that.
Sure. Well, Finding Me Before I'm Found, it's very funny how it all started. Last year, it started at Waffle House. I know this may seem really funny, but it started with a conversation I had with a friend of mine at Waffle House. We were having breakfast, and she was telling me her story of how she had been married twice and it didn't work out and all of that. She was just sharing her testimony with me. And I told her, I said, so many women need to hear your story. You know, and we just started talking, and then I, you know, was talking with another friend of mine. She was sharing her story of how she and her husband had gotten together and the process that she went through as a single woman. And the Lord just really put it heavy on me that so many single women, you know, need help, you know, in order to understand that being single is not a curse. You know, it's actually a precursor to what God has for your life. You know, like you have to go through certain things as a single woman before God can, you know, bless you with that ring, can bless you to be a married woman, you know, pretty much. And so I decided to do a blog one day. And the blog, I did it in February of last year. And the blog said, don't focus on the time. And that blog had 10,000 views, like just within 24 hours. And it shocked me. And I started building this following of single women. And so God would give me inspirational quotes. And it was helping me at the same time, you know, to really get developed and get myself ready for when he brings my husband to me and presents me to my husband. And so then he gave me the vision to start Finding Me Before I'm Found. Initially, it was just going to be like a luncheon that I was doing just to empower single women who came. But the move of God was so heavy and so thick and just so amazing at the luncheon that it actually became a movement. And I had it on August 15th last year, which was my deceased grandmother's birthday. So I did it on her birthday in honor of her because of the role and the value that she had in my life. And so literally it's not about us bad mouthing or dogging out men. Literally, when you come to any of our luncheons, any of our brunches, we have you looking at the mirror at yourself because it starts with you. Yeah. It starts with us. And we have you to look at the different areas of your life where you feel like you're stuck, you're stagnant, and you're not moving forward, where places that you need to be healed from, you know, places you need to be restored from, you know, discovering who you are, because if you don't know your identity, then your mate won't be able to identify you because you're not operating in your full potential. You're not operating in your full potential. And so that's really what Finding Me Before I'm Found is all about. It's about helping women to discover who they are in different areas of life, you know, discover, you know, that you have that entrepreneur anointing on you or that you are a prayer warrior, you know, or that whatever it is that you desire to do in your life, discovering that. Because if we're destined to be someone's helpmeet, then we have to know what we have on the inside of us can know how we can effectively help him.
You said something in the beginning of your explanation that I thought was very, very, it just kind of dinged at me. You said, I was helping others while God was helping me. What was it that you needed help with? What was that cry inside of you? I need help. I'm single. I need help. What was it that you needed help with?
Well, discovering me and discovering the giftings that are inside of me. For so many years, and I guess now I'm kind of going into my testimony here, but for so long, I would always try to be a people pleaser, you know, and I would always try to help and push everybody else, promote everybody else, and, you know, encourage other people to go forth in things, not realizing that there were things inside of me too. You know, and that I have, you know, calling on my life. I have gifts. I have, you know, different skills and things inside of me, businesses and all of that, while pushing other people because I always wanted to be in the background. I never wanted to be in the forefront. And as God gives me these downloads and tell me, listen, you know, there's a lot inside of you that needs to be pulled out. You know, and there's a lot that you have to learn because 3 years ago, I thought I was ready to be a wife. But when I look at where I am right now in comparison to 3 years ago, I'm like, no, I wasn't ready because it is such a strong and a high level of responsibility. You know, it's not just about having the role of a wife, but it's about actually being able to carry out the position. That's what it's about. It's about being able to carry out the position. And so there's just been so many things inside of me that I've learned and that I've discovered. I mean, the fact that I even have been doing luncheons and brunches, I never like to talk in front of people. I mean, never. Mm-hmm. I would always just want to be behind the scenes. I'll put the event together. But now it's like God is like, mm-hmm. no, you have a voice. You have something to say. So now me doing that,
yes.
now me doing a conference, you know, now me traveling and going to different places and realizing that what I'm doing, you know, is going to complement what my husband is doing. You know, like I didn't realize mm-hmm. that I had all of this inside of me because I was always that shy, quiet Courtney, you know, that never wanted to be in the spotlight, you know. And now it's like God mm-hmm. is like, no, I'm pushing you out. I'm launching you out into the deep, and you have to trust me. And so that's
really
right. my story is going from being a people pleaser to now, even when I put up my inspirational messages every day, not being afraid to say things how God gives it to me and really being that mouthpiece mm-hmm. for him to be, you know, to give the word exactly how he gives it, you know, and not sugarcoat it, you know, not being afraid of how people will respond, you know, when I tell the truth. Because mm-hmm. before I would try to sugarcoat and try to make people feel good, mm-hmm. but we know sometimes the word mm-hmm. of God is going to cut people. You know what I mean?
That's right. That's right.
That.
That's what the Bible says.
People. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So that's
yeah,
really
the Bible
what that
says. It's supposed
about.
To cut.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. It's supposed to cut.
Yes.
It's supposed to divide and put asunder the meat and the
Absolutely.
Marrow. It's supposed to get mm-hmm. down in you. And, mm-hmm. and you know, we have to not be so offended with
exactly.
what we hear as well. You know, being a people pleaser.
Exactly.
You know, it's because people always, you know, some not always, but some people are offended by what they hear, and
mm-hmm.
it's okay. I mean, Jesus spoke, and they were offended. So I guess
mm-hmm.
we're going to talk and offend people as well. I love my spiritual mother. She
exactly.
says, she's a British self. She says, I'm anointed to offend the religious, and and she does.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and our religious thinking. You know, some of us are anointed to do that. And so God's put that anointing on you. And thank God that you're responding to the anointing and doing what
right.
you do best. And so finding yourself and discovering you should be an ongoing journey. You know, it never
yes.
ends. And so here you are discovering you and discovering things and
mm-hmm.
about you. And in that discovery, you also find out that you are good at what you do as
uh-huh.
With your showcase showcase and media and PR ministry as well. Well,
mm-hmm.
that's not a ministry. Let me back up. Let me clear this up for everybody. That's not a ministry. That is her bread and butter. That's how she makes her money. So please do not call her and say you need a ministry assignment. This girl is doing what she does best. So talk about Showcase Entertainment and tell us what in the world got you involved with music.
I sure will. Well, Showcase, of course, the K, because it's spelled S-H-O-W-K-A-S-E. The K is for kingdom. And I believe that, you know, we as Christians, you know, kingdom people, we should be in the marketplace, you know, especially if we want to take over certain things and build legacies and all that, it's important to be in the marketplace. So I actually, 6 years ago, my God sister had a group, and she asked me if I would, you know, handle, like, the scheduling and everything and making sure that the musicians and everyone would show up on time for rehearsals and coordinate all that stuff. And so everyone was like, well, Court, you're so organized at what you do, you know, so why don't you just kind of like be like our manager? I didn't know what a manager was at the time. You know, I'd always heard people talk about it. I didn't even know about business, okay? I didn't know anything about business or nothing. But, you know, I started out. So, I mean, literally it was on the job training for me. I would learn as I go. I never went to school for any of it, nothing. And so over the years, I would do different things. Like I started out in management, then I got out of that, and I started to get into like project management and event coordination. And I started putting together like concerts and different events and stuff in the industry. And then God started opening kind of some bigger doors for me where I was able to take on projects like, you know, Stellar Award Weekend, which I've been there for the last 3 years. doing events and stuff, working, of course, with artists like, you know, Lisa Knowles and other artists as well. You know, God has really favored me to be able to do that and put together different worship conferences and workshops and music festivals and all of that. And, you know, that I didn't want to go to school for it or nothing. It's just people saw in me that, quote, you're good at keeping things organized and good at planning. And so just over the years, it grew. And it's continued to grow. And so pretty much what I do is I'm on the road with artists. I don't travel as much as I used to. I've kind of slowed down a little bit from the traveling, but I'm always working on contracts and, you know, financial transactions and stuff for artists, which I'm thankful that God has blessed me to where people that I work with trust me with things like that, you know. So putting together those different music events, doing bookings, traveling, you know, really being a right-hand person for each of the artists that I work with, you know, because yes, it's about ministry, but there's a business side to it too. You know, it's a lot of business side. And, you know, sometimes with the artists I work with, you know, they'll send me emails and I'll be like, well, did you see on the, well, no, I knew you would read it. You know, I knew you would take care of it because all they care about is the music. You know, the business side, they're like, Courtney got that on lock. She'll take care of it. But, you know, even seeing that grow over the past couple of years as well, it's really opened my eyes to so much. You know, being this girl who's from the low country of South Carolina and, you know, a town that's 12 miles long, 5 miles wide, everybody knows each other. And, you know, to step out and come to Atlanta and, you know, for college and to stay here and to see all the things that God has been doing in my life and people he's connected me to, you know, and I tell people, it's not like I woke up one day and said, well, God, I want to be connected to Grammy Award winners or Stellar Award winners or I want to be connected to all these people. I just pray, God, just let your will be done in my life. And he's just taken me on this path. And what's amazing is that even on this journey, God uses me to minister to a lot of those artists, because a lot of artists that we see that are mainstream, that we hear on the radio, that we see on TV, some of them really deal with some insecurities and fear of failure. And so a lot of them, people that I've been connected to, they trust me. And so they'll say, you know, sis, can you pray for me? You know, this is what I'm dealing with. And, you know, I'm really there to be that shoulder. And so it's really been both business and ministry for me, you know, over these past 6 years. And so as I've grown in ministry and grown in the word and everything, you know, it's just amazing now even starting to do women's empowerment things with the artists that I work with, you know. So it's just really been an amazing journey.
So here you are. You just said something at the end. Now you're coming into a place where you can merge these two things together now. And that's a whole other wind in itself, in discovering all of the things that are inside of you. I've been doing – I stopped coaching, but I used to talk to people about the treasures inside of them and finding those treasures and taking those treasures that are inside of you and making the best, make those treasures shine. And whatever they are that God has given you to do, it's for his glory. And so we do. I was raised around musicians and singers all my entire life, and I understand the business aspect, you know. Now, one thing I will say is that, you know, Courtney, we won't and refuse to be starving artists. That's what they call a starving artist, because it's hard to make a living being creative. It's just not easy. What would you say to some of the artists that are listening to you tonight who are starving? They're making bologna sandwiches in the skillet when they could be eating chicken instead. Well, what do you have to say for those that are not savvy in the business of music?
I understand. Well, one thing, and I don't think that my sister will mind me telling this, but Lisa, you know, Lisa, of course, got married last year, and she moved from Memphis. She's living in Alabama now, and, you know, she and her husband are really doing great, but Lisa had a 9-to-5 job. She would work every day and then go and do her music and travel on the weekends, and she did that in order to make sure financially that her house was covered, and then still had money coming in from bookings and stuff, you know, as extra money. And
mm-hmm.
she did that until she was able to get to the point where, okay, I'm getting enough bookings now to the point where I don't have to work a 9-to-5. You know, I can just do my
mm-hmm.
bookings and I can just travel. And another artist that I've done a couple of projects with, JJ Harrison, JJ just quit his 9-to-5 last year. And this is incredible
mm-hmm.
God, incredible praise. There will be days
yeah.
after this. And he was working a 9-to-5. You know, so
wow.
what I want to say
mm-hmm.
to the artist is, it is okay to still work. And then when God gets you to the point where you can go into full-time ministry, you can do that. Because a lot of people always say, well, I'm going into full-time ministry. I'm going into – but then it's like, okay, of course they say that God will provide and he'll do all those things. But you still have to have money to invest in yourself as an artist. So take the job
mm-hmm.
and use that money to
mm-hmm.
invest in promotions, to invest in that press kit, to invest in that website, in that photo shoot. Because you have to have money in order to move ministry. That's just what it is. I
uh-huh.
mean, you know all about ministry and having to run
uh-huh.
ministry. It takes money to do that. So work that job. Don't be ashamed to do that, you know, in order to have that money coming in to take care of the things that you need as an artist. Because at the end of the day, right now we're in an age where you don't see a lot of artists getting full label deals. Now you're starting to see a lot of artists get distribution deals with labels.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like how the
mm-hmm.
industry was back in the day where a Whitney Houston would get a full-blown deal or a Janet Jackson or a Michael Jackson. Times have changed
mm-hmm.
now, and labels are looking
That's
for
right.
artists that already have a package together. They already
That's
have
right.
a following. They're looking for all of those
mm-hmm.
things. They're looking at your numbers. They're looking at your social media numbers.
Mm-hmm.
They're looking at views on
mm-hmm.
your videos. They're looking at all of those things. And so you really have to make sure that you invest in yourself financially to really build up your brand, build up your package, because that's what's going to draw
mm-hmm.
attention from labels, from executives, from all of that. You have to already kind of have your brand, so that by the time someone reaches out to you or you reach out to someone, they're just taking it to the next level. So that's what I would say is, you know, work a job, invest in yourself, put together a checklist. Don't be so quick to get a manager either, especially if you're just a first,
mm-hmm.
you know, a new artist and you're coming out with your first single.
Yeah.
Really take time to build your ministry, to build your foundation, because you don't want someone to come in before the foundation is built and the foundation cracks or, you know,
yeah.
it's not firm. So you want to be sure
mm-hmm.
that you build the foundation based on how God has instructed you. And then when you get to the point where you can't handle and manage, you know, everything coming in, where you're at such a demand now where you need help, then you can bring in those who be able, because at the end of the day, you have to pay the people that's going to be on your team. So you want to be sure
That's
that
right.
you're in a place where you're financially covered and your home is covered. And then, okay, I can take care of the people on my team, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And let me just add, that is exactly how you do that. And I
yes.
can tell you how I know. My dad is a musician, and he
mm-hmm.
traveled the world. He's played for I think every Clark sister, and Andre Crouch, the
mm-hmm.
Winans, all of them. He had his own group. He was a part of a group as well. And my dad is a retired city worker, which tells me you have
right.
to make sure your home is taken care of. So dad retired as a city worker, but he never stopped playing. He never stopped being a musician. He's an awesome, awesome
mm-hmm.
musician. And so that never came to an end. So that is very, very important information that I think a lot of people still have not,
exactly.
you know,
grasped
haven't mastered that.
That
yet.
They haven't.
Yeah, they haven't gotten
over. Right, and then to add to that real quick, you know, I still work a 9-to-5. Now, I know people see me booked and I'm always doing events and stuff like that, but at the end of the day, the music industry is not consistent. It's not stable because
uh-huh.
you go through the winter time we're in the holiday season where all you're hearing is holiday music, and you're really not going to see a lot of, you're not going to hear a lot of new music on the radio, and your artist may not get a whole lot of bookings during that time because it's a quiet season. But then you have those seasons, like now it's the summertime, so now it's starting to pick up, you know, and a lot of projects and concerts. And stuff are happening, but when you get to that winter season, it's going to kind of slow down a little. So when you get to that slow season, what are you doing to have income coming in? So you have to make sure you have something stable that's always coming in. And you could get a booking today, and then 2 weeks later they call you back and say, well, we couldn't meet the budget or we're not going forward with it, so you lose out on that money.
Mm-hmm. You preaching tonight. and all of the artists out here, if you really want to keep that, keep some stream of income coming. I say this, and I'm not an expert by a long mile, but do a music CD, do a music single, a Christmas single when you know that time of season is coming. Prepare if you want to stay in the face of people. Do a Christmas single, just one. Not to do a whole breakdown album. But do a Christmas single and get it done by July, August somewhere, and you have it all locked and loaded. Mm-hmm. So when Christmas comes around, you know, you can be in the playlist for the new Christmas music. And I don't see a lot of us, especially in the gospel music industry, that do a lot of Christmas music. So if you want to do holiday specials and things like that, get on board during the summertime in between your bookings or whatnot and get on it. So we're going to take a short break, and I'm going to come back. And the reason I asked you both, asked both sides of you, because I wanted to pick and choose which side I wanted to nitpick and peel apart and get into the most, because Courtney is a jack of all trades, in case you didn't notice. So I wanted everyone to get the gist of who you are. We're going to come back and talk more about being single. And if you're listening online, of course, at www.blogtalkradio.com/Glam Network Radio, please invite your friends and your family to come aboard and listen. And if you're dialing in, text someone the dial-in number, and you can ask questions. I'm pretty sure Courtney's ready. She stay ready and answer any questions you have. But we'll be right back. I want Jonathan McReynolds to minister to us just for a few minutes, and we'll come right back. Don't leave.
You listen to all the words, because I feel like at some point in everybody's life, you feel like this. Lord, I'm split in two. Part of me loves the world and the other loves you. So what do I do? I want to be saved, but I gotta stay cool too. And no, I'm not a fool. I know eventually I'm gonna have to choose. And really, I don't want to lose my ticket into heaven and a chance to be used by you. And if it's God that I'm after, I just can't serve two masters. And before something happens, I gotta turn it all around, because I know I can't just have my cake and eat it too. Cause it's really easy to stay on the fence and still do you. It'd be cool if we could love the Lord and still go do our thing. But see, it doesn't work like that. You gotta be white or black. See, I've realized when it comes to sin, you just don't compromise. See, it's a matter of death and life. Be weak and do wrong, or be strong and do right. I don't want to keep going to church, singing all about how much you're worth, and then continue doing my dirt, living as if I didn't care if you're hurt. Cause if it's God that I'm after, I just can't serve two masters. And before something happens, I gotta turn it all around, because I know I can't just have my cake and eat it. Cause it's real easy to stay on the fence and still do you. It'd be cool if we could love the Lord and still go do our thing. But see, it doesn't work like that. You gotta be white or black.
Well, I tell you, that's Jonathan McReynolds, no gray. You cannot straddle the fence, no gray. It's got to be white or black. I really love that song because and it'll take us right into, Courtney, what I really want to talk about, and that's the life of a single woman. No gray. You cannot straddle the fence with this thing. You got to know who you are, where you're headed, have your head on straight. And I can speak to the audience if I was on the other side of the fence and speak as a single woman, a married woman, a divorced woman, and a married woman. That journey alone is tumultuous. And so if I could prevent you from taking the route that I took, then that's what we're going to do tonight. We're talking with Courtney about singleness and what it is to be a single woman, not just in the kingdom, but just in the world at large. What challenges do you find that we're facing as single women? You know, like I said before in the beginning of the show, I've had to go and get some people off the ledge a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
About to jump.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of those challenges that you have to address even in your events?
Well, definitely timing. You know, a lot of times people feel like God has forgotten about them and that it's not going to happen and all of that. That's definitely one thing. The other is loneliness. You know, a lot of people really feel like, you know, I'm getting older. I don't have anyone on this journey with me. It's lonely, you know. And then another one is that we really find at these luncheons and brunches we do is that some women have not healed and been freed from their past. And from past hurts and all of that. And a lot of times, you know, I've run into women who, you know, recently my father passed away, and I can't tell you the number of messages I've received from women telling me that they're inspired by this what I've spoken about, the relationship I had with my dad, because they didn't have that with their dad. And they started opening up to me about things that they did, you know, getting in relationships with older men, getting into situations trying to find the love of their father in someone else and calling it a relationship. That right there is, that's very deep, because a lot of times you see people get into relationships and it's not for love, you know, but it's for the fulfillment of something that they didn't get when they were growing up. So abandonment issues, rejection is another one. I can't tell you the number of times that I face rejection. You know, that's another one. And then another one also, in addition to rejection, is, you know, really jealousy. You know, looking at other people's pages on social media, looking at other people's relationships, and comparing yourself to them. And at the end of the day, we honestly don't know what's really going on, you know, in other people's relationships. But those are really the areas that I find the most, that a lot of women really struggle with, you know, as a single woman. Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are definitely
the
biggest areas.
That's very interesting because, you know, I think more often than not, people are more focused on that healing and timing as opposed to, and I'm saying this in air quotes, sin. I'm not running into that as much as before. I'm not saying there's no sinning going on, y'all. Don't say that. I'm not naive.
Right.
There is some sin going on, but it does not seem to be the biggest issue. It can lead to sin, though. You know, when you are facing the challenge of waiting, and you're waiting, and you're waiting, and you're waiting, and you're waiting a celibate, you know, and especially if you have already partaken of that fruit, you're made to long a mate. Your body's made for that. So what? Let's go. Let's take off our weaves and eyelashes for a second.
Okay.
And let's talk about that waiting. You know, and what is happening during those times of waiting when your body is really screaming for the natural process of being a woman.
Exactly. Exactly. And ironically, I'm actually writing a chapter in a book that my good friend, Prophetess Shamika Dean, is writing. It's called Positioning Yourself to Be a Wife. And it's going to be coming out soon. And I'm actually writing a chapter, this is so funny, on celibacy and how to remain celibate while single. And so being a single and of course, the flesh can easily rise up, but at the end of the day, it really starts with our mind, you know, because your mind and your heart, and it leads into those other areas, you know. But I can share this personally. When I was growing up, I had one conversation with my mom about sex. One. That was it. Because, you know, my parents are older, so I had that old school teaching. And my mother told me straight up, if you have sex, you're going to get pregnant. So don't
go
ahead.
Yeah.
That's what she said. And I was just like, she didn't give me, like, nothing that happens, which is going to do nothing. It's just, don't do it. You're going to get pregnant. So for so many years, I was just like, I can't do it because I'm going to get pregnant. You know, she just scared it. But at the end of the day, Crystal, now that I'm 31 years old, I understand now that what my mother said was wisdom. Because when you sleep with people, you can get pregnant with their issues, with their drama, and carry stuff that you're not built to handle. You can
That's
wind up,
good.
It's not just
That's
about,
good.
It's not just about risking, you know, getting pregnant with a seed, with a baby, but you spirits transfer. And whatever is going on internally with that person that you sleep with can be transferred to you just from those few moments. For, you know, those few moments of pleasure can lead to years of hell for you, you know, or years of depression.
Yes, they can.
Years of just so much craziness and insanity because of those few moments of pleasure. So the one thing that I would say, even as a single woman, is if you focus, first of all, prayer works. When you speak to that flesh and say, flesh, you know, I need you to calm it down. Sometimes you really have to do that and speak to that thing and really pray so that the flesh does come down, because, you know, the spirit should always overtake the flesh. You know what I mean? It's greater than that. So if you speak to it, it'll help. You know, I was telling one of my friends this earlier today, ironically. I know as a single woman, there's certain music I can't listen to. Like, I cannot listen to an R. Kelly album or project. You know what I mean?
Come on, girl.
As a single woman, or I can't watch certain things on TV because it's going to trigger me. You know, so I know that there are certain things, certain places I can't go, certain times of the night you can't invite certain people over to your house. You don't want to open up that window or open up that door. You don't even want to possibly leave the door cracked, because eventually it's going to open all the way. You know, so you don't want to do that. So it starts with your mind and making the decision that, you know what, I want to overcome this flesh thing. So there are certain people, even if you got to change your phone number, I changed my phone number 2 years ago, you know, to not be connected to certain people anymore. So sometimes you may have to change your phone number. You may have to do certain things in order for you not to be triggered. You know what I mean? If you really want to not go back to what you did in the past, you have to separate yourself from what's going to trigger you. So know your trigger points. Know your limits. You know what I mean? Just know your limits, you know, and then understand that when you wake up the next day, you're going to still be by yourself. Even after performing that act and being intimate, you're still going to wake up by yourself, and you're going to regret it, and it's going to set you back even further to getting, you know, connected to your mate, because now you were intimate and became one with someone else, and you have to get whatever spirits were inside of them, you have to get yourself cleansed from all of that. You know, when you look, and I'm going to go to the Bible here now, when you look at the story of Esther, You know, before she was Esther, mm-hmm. she was Hadassah. She was a poor orphan girl. But Hadassah mm-hmm. was not picked to be the queen. Esther, immediately, she had to go through a process, you know, but in that process,
yes.
she had to be purified. She had to go through a purification mm-hmm. process before the king mm-hmm. even picked her and chose her to be his wife. You know, and that's the
yes.
same thing that we have to go through. We have to go through a purification process. We have to be cleansed. We have to detox and really make sure we don't have any toxins in our system
mm-hmm.
that can poison what
mm-hmm.
God wants to give us.
Toxic relationships, toxicity
yes.
is the worst way to live when you have ingested the toxic atmosphere of other people, and not just
mm-hmm.
men, even in our female relationships, you know, disconnecting
right.
from people who are
right.
always negative, who are always telling you that you can't do and you can't have, or when you
mm-hmm.
advance in places in your life and you have to face jealousy and
yes.
That green-eyed fool will get you every time. And
so it's not
just the men, but also the women and toxic people
mm-hmm.
and toxic
mm-hmm.
jobs. I've seen people who are just depleted, even in their jobs,
mm-hmm.
you know. So being single and waiting until you're found is all of that is involved in your life. So, Courtney, on a larger scale, if you
mm-hmm.
could give us a list of things that we can do as single women, and, okay, let's just lay it out there. I got a couple of men listening, too. So if you can give us a couple of things that we can put on our checklist that will keep us focused, not on getting married. Hello. Not on getting married,
mm-hmm.
but just knowing who you are as an individual. You said something, I think you said it, or I saw you write it on Facebook. Being single is not a curse.
It's a precursor.
It's not the end of your life.
It's a precursor to your destiny. Yes.
Yes.
It starts with you as a single person. You know, I mean, when we were
mm-hmm.
born, it was just we weren't born with a mate. We were born.
That's
it
right.
It was just us. You know, and so
mm-hmm.
What I would say is, number one, to know that you have a purpose and become passionate about your purpose. Because
mm-hmm.
when you know your purpose, then you understand that, you know, your purpose is going to carry you to your destiny. And as you are on your destiny, we can look at it as a destination. You know, everyone cannot travel with you to your destination on your journey, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So really,
mm-hmm.
number one, recognizing, making the decision. I'll say this, making the decision that you want to go somewhere. Because if you make the decision that you
yeah.
want to go somewhere, then you'll become passionate about your purpose. So that's number one.
Yeah.
Make a decision that you want to go somewhere. Number two, become passionate about your purpose and about where you're going. And then really make the decision that you're not going to let anything or anyone get in the way of that, you know, because whoever you are supposed to be with, you know, will be on that journey with you and will help you to fulfill your destiny. You know, that's what will happen. And then you really have to look at it this way, too, just to kind of add in a little bit. I had this conversation that actually went live on my page last week, and the Lord dropped it in my spirit that if you read in the Bible in Genesis, the second chapter, after certain things were done, then the Lord said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make of him a helpmeet. It does not say in there that Adam told God, I'm lonely. I want a wife.
Right.
God said, you've done this work. It's not good for you to do the work and now be alone. I'm going to add a helpmeet to you, which means that Adam had to put in the work before his mate could be presented to him and made for him. So that's something else that I would put on that list is number four, put in the work in all the areas
yes.
of your life. Because when you put in the work, then at the right time, just as God presented Eve to Adam after he put in work and after certain things were established, then God will do the
all right.
same thing for you.
Mm-hmm.
So put in the work.
I like
four.
That.
Put in the work. Yeah, you got to put in
the work.
I
like
work.
That.
I mean, why show up to a construction site with an empty toolbox? That's what being
okay
single
now.
And not discovering yourself is like. If you're a single woman mm-hmm. and you're not discovering who you are, it's just like showing up to a job site with an empty toolbox because you don't know what you have inside of you to help him meet the vision that God has given him. Or you show up on the construction site with tools inside the toolbox and you don't know how to use them. So now you can't do
yeah.
anything. You're ineffective. And God doesn't want you to be mm-hmm. an ineffective helpmeet. So that's what
awesome.
Being single is all about. Discovering the tools inside of that toolbox. So that'd be number five, toolbox check. Checking your tools
all right.
and making sure you know how
check
to use
the toolbox.
Yes, check the toolbox.
Check the toolbox. I like that. That's,
yes.
We could put that on Facebook for real. Just check the toolbox and get in line
check
with
the
word. You know, if you need to know what
yes.
to put in the toolbox, the word of God will help you get
yes.
those tools in order so you'll know what to do next. Courtney, thank you for sharing those tips with us. And listen,
absolutely.
They'll be able to go and download this entire show and listen to it again so you can get those
awesome.
Tips in writing. You have some awesome events coming up. Tell us about the next event, Maintaining My House, which is
yes.
that also fueled by Finding Me Before I'm Found?
Yes, it is. I actually last year was I did the one-day retreat in Columbus, Georgia, Finding Me Before I'm Found, Building My House. It was based on Proverbs 14:1, a wise woman builds her house, but the foolish tears it down with her hands. And it's not necessarily about building the house you live in, but you are the house. So it's about
uh-huh.
building you
uh-huh.
as a woman. And now this is August the 19th to the 20th will be in Montgomery, Alabama, and it's Finding Me Before I'm Found, Maintaining My House. After you buy anything, you have to maintain it. When you get a car, you have to take your car to
mm-hmm.
get service and get maintenance done, because if you don't get maintenance done on it, it could stop working. So you did all that work
mm-hmm.
to build something. You did all that work to attain something. And if you don't maintain it properly, you're going to lose out on what you worked so hard for. So that's really what this conference is all about, maintaining what God has blessed you to attain. And we have some great sessions. We're going to have a ladies' night out on that Friday night. Evangelist Latrice Ryan is going to come and open up on that Friday night. And on that Saturday, we have some amazing sessions that are going to be happening. We're going to talk about maintaining your position, maintaining your sanity and your mind, maintaining your beauty, because we want to talk about the inner and the outer, you know, maintaining your
yeah.
passion, you know, and maintaining your
yeah.
house. So we're going to talk about all those different areas of maintenance for your life as a woman so that you don't lose what you work so hard to build. And then you got to look at it this way. The only time you call a maintenance man to come to your apartment is when something needs to be fixed. So sometimes you have to have maintenance performed on what you've built, you know, so it can be fixed
uh-huh.
and it can be like new all uh-huh. over again. So this is going to be a really, really powerful conference. I'm so excited about it.
Awesome, awesome. I love Ladies Night Out. That is very, very,
yes.
That is very good fellowship and then getting together
yes.
the next day and just getting those
mm-hmm.
breakouts and in sessions.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of times we don't think other people have been through what we've been through or have gone
right.
through what we are, you know, or survived. There's so many things that we can talk about, especially us
right.
ladies when we get together. We could talk for hours and days. And
yes.
still not good enough. But I'm glad you're doing this conference, and I'm looking forward to hearing some rave reviews about it. I heard about the conference last
mm-hmm.
year even. I was a little salty because I didn't know. And I was like, well, dog, I missed
oh,
it.
No.
But I'm just playing, girl. I was preparing for marriage myself last year. And,
yes,
and so we
were
just caught up in kind of moving around and getting some things together. But I am excited about this. I'm very, very glad that Ladies Night is going to happen, because one of the things that is a passion of mine is getting women together and learning how to fellowship with one another without
yes.
sowing shade, as we say.
Yes,
that
exactly.
thing has got to go. It's got to go. So thank you so much for giving us room to get to know each other. And so if you guys want more information on finding me before I'm found, you can go to their website. It's FMBIF Conference.com. The conference is from August 19th through the 20th, 2016, at Hotel and Conference Center at Capitol Hill in Montgomery, Alabama, at the Marriott Prattville. The registration site is also on their the registration is also on that website. General admission is $50, and you better get on it right now. From now until August 15th, you can register on their website. This is Courtney Aiken. She's beautiful, y'all. She's beautiful on the inside out. I love her spirit.
Thank you.
Ever since Courtney and I met, we connected immediately and haven't had a salty moment with her. I've never had an issue with her. She's been awesome, and I've watched her blossom even the more. She was already blossoming when I met her, and she's blossoming even the more. So I want to thank you so much for joining us tonight, Courtney. Thank you for giving us those tools. We're going to have to create something with that one. We've got to create a graphic toolbox or something.
Yes.
And just run with it.
Thank you so much for having me on here. And I'm really honored, and I was very thankful to be a part tonight.
Thank you so much. This is a great, great project. That this is my gift to the kingdom and to women that I have met and women that I am meeting across the board. There's so many things that we can share, and we're hoarding our nuggets, we're hoarding our treasures, and not sharing them more. They're not just people here in the United States that listen to our Blog Talk radio shows, but they're also all over the world. And I can appreciate the opportunity that you've given us, as well as the other women already. Tuesday night, this past Tuesday night, we had Shantae Williams. I Am Still Somebody. Her ministry is for teenage moms, and that was birthed out of Greater Working Women Ministry, which she started as a devotional. If you want more information on our past guests, you can go to my website, thetotalwomanglam.com, for more information. Also, be on the lookout. We actually had to do some shifting and moving around with the Glam Conference, but we actually may have that continue to be on thetotalwomanglam.com. If you go on that website and peek in the next couple of weeks, there may be a surprise waiting for you. The dates will remain in October. Our sponsor tonight is the Shulamite Woman magazine. My dear friend Dr. Belinda John is getting ready to relaunch that magazine, so go by her website, theshulamitewoman.com, for more information. She's an awesome, awesome woman of God, excuse me, who I've gotten to know. And I'm going to tell you something. I am meeting some women that don't mind rolling up their sleeves and getting down and dirty and ministering, healing, and helping one another. Tonight's prayer request is for the young woman in Florida who lost five of her six daughters, I believe. Was it four of her five daughters in a very tragic car accident in Florida? We want to keep her in prayer. As a mom, I can't imagine losing all but one of my children. I've lost one. I can't imagine having to put yourself back together every day and hear not all of the children you've brought into this earth. So I want you guys to begin to pray for grieving mothers all over the world. These killings and murders and lives are being cut short more frequent than we've ever seen before. And so don't let anyone slip by you and slip under the cracks and be away from you during these times. Be sure that you make yourself friendly. Open your front door and speak to your neighbor. We want to go all over the world and preach, but we can't say hi to the next door neighbor. We can't greet our landlords. We can't greet our bosses, and we can't do the things that we're supposed to do to show the love of Christ. So I'm challenging you all to make sure that you open your front door and open your heart to people that are hurting and need help, just from you, just from a smile from you, just from you giving them a hug and sitting down. Give someone an ear. Don't be so busy that you can't sit down and listen to someone talk about what they're going through. You may have the key to someone's victory, okay? Thank you so much for joining me. Again, this project is called Power, Triumph, and Influence. If you know that you have a story to tell and you have met the criteria or you'd like to know what the criteria is, please send me an email at info@thetotalwomanglam.com, and I'll be more than happy to make sure that someone gets back with you with those criteria. And by the way, make sure you share. Courtney is going to be back because I got something else lined up in the next couple of months. So I'm going to invite Courtney back, and we're going to have a reunion broadcast, and we're going to bring some of those people back, and Courtney is exactly one of those people that I love to interview. I've had so much fun talking with her tonight. Thank you once again, Courtney. And please, by all means, don't forget to share and let everyone know what you're doing, what we're doing here on Glam Network Radio. Once again, this is Crystal Willingham. Thank you so much for joining me. I love each and every one of you. And thank you for the emails and the comments and text messages. Some of y'all got my phone number, and it's really giving me so much encouragement. Thank you so much. If you have enjoyed any of the shows, make sure you share those as well. But thank you so, so much. I just want every one of our guests to know that you are reaching people and that they're hearing and listening to what you have to say. God bless you. We're going to end the night with Kari Jobe and Steady. If you just sit back and relax and check her out, and we'll be back on Tuesday night at 7 p.m. I would love to see you there. God bless you, and have an awesome, awesome night.